The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page. When she was 8 years old, she tried to help an elderly woman in her village. The woman was in agonizing pain. The little girl sat at her bedside, unable to do anything to ease the woman's pain. The white agency doctor was sent for 4 times, but no one ever came. Before sunrise, the woman was dead. The young girl, growing up, would sadly comment, "He was only an Indian, and it did not matter." But to Susan LaFleche, it did matter. And she vowed that one day she would help out the people on her reservation. LaFleche was born on the Omaha Reservation in northeastern Nebraska on June 17, 1865. Some say that since she was born during the summer buffalo hunt, her first home was a teepee covered with animal hide. Her father was of Ponca and French Canadian ancestry. Her mother was the daughter of an American Army surgeon and a woman of mixed Omaha Oto Iowa heritage. Both of her parents identified themselves as Omaha. LaFleche never forgot her promise. In 1886, she attended the Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania at Philadelphia, the first medical school in the country established for women. In 1889, a year early, and the first in her class of 36 members, she graduated with a medical degree, becoming the country's first Native American doctor. According to writer Carson Vaughn, she had surpassed the country's wildest expectations for a member of the so-called vanishing race. LaFleche graduated as a valedictorian of her class, and she could suture wounds, deliver babies, and treat tuberculosis, according to Smithsonian Magazine. But as a woman, she could not vote, and as an Indian, she could not call herself a citizen under American law. After graduation, LaFleche received some lucrative offers, but remembering her promise, she chose to return to the Omaha Reservation. She was the only physician on the reservation stretching nearly 1,350 miles. But to the 1,200 Omaha people she served, she would also become a trusted advisor, lawyer, accountant, priest, and political liaison, helping her people in any way she could. LaFleche made house calls on foot, walking miles through wind and snow on horseback, and then later in her buggy, traveling for hours to reach a single patient. One tribute said she had treated or helped nearly every single Omaha person alive. She also fought for the rights and recognition of Native Americans and spoke out against the absolute injustices experienced by Native people, as well as the efforts to destroy culture, value, and existence, according to Omaha Magazine. LaFleche married Henry Picot, a Sioux Indian from the Yankton Agency, in 1894, but she continued her work. She worked tirelessly, helping her patients despite suffering from various illnesses for much of her life, including bone cancer. But even in her pain as she fought the cancer, she would never forget about her dream to help the people on her reservation. The fulfillment of that dream was a hospital. She continued working on that dream, and in 1913, she solicited enough donations to build the hospital of her dreams in the reservation town of Walt Hill, Nebraska, the first modern hospital in Thurston County. After the fulfillment of that dream, Susan LaFleche Picot died of the bone cancer on September 18, 1915, after an illness of 3 years. She was only 50 years old. My soul is moving in and out of free. Joe Starita, a journalism professor at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, and an author of A Warrior of the People, How Susan LaFleche Overcame the Racial and Gender Inequality to Become America's First Indian Doctor, was published in 2016, and it said, the hospital on the reservation was LaFleche's long-held dream, and it was her unyielding work and fundraising that brought it to fruition. She single-handedly raised all of the money to build her dream hospital in the middle of a remote reservation, the first in American history to have been built without a single tax dollar. That is a remarkable achievement, then or now, or in any time in U.S. history. The hospital LaFleche built existed until the late 1940s, and later it served as a care center for the elderly. In 1989, the building was restored, and it now displays photos and artifacts from Susan's life. Named the Susan LaFleche Picotte Center, it commemorates her medical work and her life dedicated to the welfare of her people, according to Nebraska Studies. We can learn so much from Dr. Susan, Meg Johnson, her great-grandniece, said. She led an incredible life of service. She knew early on her passion for healing and public health and had the courage to recognize it and take this incredible leap into unknown worlds to pursue it. She realized what she was put here to do, and she did it. Sterita said, what Susan LaFleche has to teach us is the transformative power of kindness. Despite a life filled with a great deal of illness, pain, and tragedy, Susan never let it get her down. She never gave in to it. She always saw the bigger purpose. She understood that life is not about trying to avoid pain and suffering, because that was impossible. Instead, she believed that life was about finding a purpose and then spending the rest of your life devoted to that purpose, no matter how many obstacles, disappointment, and heartbreaks are put in the way. This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on Facebook. Look for John, J-O-N, S. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, Peace Page. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my technical assistant, Jackson Leon. This was an entry from November 22nd, 2019. Thank you for listening.